Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming up at 5:30, you'll hear what Dan Quinn had to say to reporters as he and his Commanders close in on Sunday Night Football with the Denver Broncos. Show's brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori & Murad.
Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, the list is endless. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Which Commanders player's stretch run in the final six games is most important to you? Not named Jaden Daniels. Likely a young guy, likely somebody you need to see develop, step up, break out. That's the question. I want to hit it hard here on the phones. At 800-636-1067. You can hit us up on social at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny as well. Which Commander, other than Jaden Daniels, obvious answer, we're separating him from the group. Are you most needing to see play well down the stretch this season? And if you could wave a wand over one guy and all of a sudden they flourish for six games and they go into the offseason with momentum and we're feeling better about them than we are right now, who are you using that wish on? You know, some of the candidates here on the defensive side of the ball. Johnny Newton, second year, has not gone according to plan. He's getting out-snapped at times by journeymen who have retired and come out of retirement to play long in the teeth end of their career. You think about Mike Sanristil, who's taking a step in the wrong direction this year. Finishing strong would be a big, big deal, it feels like, for him offensively. Ben Sinnott is still not in double digits in catches as we approach the winding road of the end of year two in his career. Jalen Lane has been up and down in a rookie season from Virginia Tech. Treylon Burks has become really interesting, Danny. He had a couple of games where he showed up and won awesome performance and then broke a finger. If he comes back, what if he had a huge final few games and you go into the offseason with McLaurin and him and, you know, a different feel at receiver possibly? Bill was great early, has not been as productive of late. Maybe he's on that list. Josh Connerly, a tackle, looks like a long-term building block on the right side, but he's had some rough games at times. What's the top of your list look like?
You said his name. Eight catches, for 61 yards. That's a nice week for a lot of guys. That's Ben Sinnott's whole career. That's a second-round pick, man. That was a second-round pick. That was the 53rd overall selection. That's, come on, dude. That's supposed to be Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle combined, 2.0, like Voltron. I need that guy to hopefully be something or not, and then I need to know, right? Is it time to move on and forget about it, or is it worth developing? Thank you to Zach Ertz. Really appreciate it. Thanks for all the red zone stuff. Thanks for the second half of last year. We'll take it from here. I need to know if they have a dire need there or if they have an answer in-house that's just waiting in the wings for his apprenticeship. I want that guy featured. I want to know for sure after the next handful of weeks if they have a dude or if they need a dude.
I said this yesterday. What a waste this final six games will have been if they don't call plays for him and go into games designing looks to evaluate him like you do in the preseason. because that's what calling plays is in August. Let's face it. I got a roster decision to make. I got a bubble player here. I got to see if Rashad Ross is the guy at wide receiver or Lake Seastrunk is the dude at running back. I'm trying to see if, you know, this Trent Scott is going to make the team at tackle. So let's let him hold up in a seven-step drop at one-on-one without any help. Okay, let's call the running play. We don't know if he can catch the ball to the backfield. You know what we're doing? He's running an arrow route, or we're slipping the ball out on a screen. That's what August is. Well, January is about to be August. December is about to be August. That's what this needs to be for this coaching staff. So if we get to the end of the road here, Danny, after the next month, and Ben Sinnott has had three or four more targets and one or two more catches, and they've just kind of operated where Zach Ertz is catching five, six balls, and you know you get a little Colson Yankoff there, and you know, you get some John Bates over here. What a waste that will be. That will be inexcusable. They 100% should go into a game and go, all right, Ben, today you're getting 40 snaps, you're getting eight targets, you're getting four catches, and we're going to see what you do after the catch. Because if not, what a waste of useless games. That's the whole point. The only silver lining to this crap season is what we're talking about.
100%. And it's too early because the race isn't over. But there's a lot of guys that were drafted before, middle, and after these 3 second rounders that have done a lot better, have done a lot more in the league than these three guys. Sanders still, I think, is a win, even though he struggled at times this year. Overall, that's an NFL player. Whether he's better on the inside, outside, slot, boundary, we'll figure it out, but you got something. That's worth pursuing.
He's kind of the player version, though, of the team. Last year was a massive win.
Yep.
This year is a massive disappointment. And if we're saying the truth is probably in the middle, then it might work around where he was taken. But this year, for a second-round pick, is not good enough. I mean, this has been a really disappointing season.
Especially, you know, they took Johnny Newton a couple picks later. Cooper DeJean went for Philadelphia, and he's excellent. And there's a million of those as you start to go around. Some of it is scheme and fit and team and blah, blah, blah. The other part of it, though, is guys have been more productive, and they're now being counted on for their teams, and they're playing a lot better, certainly, than Washington is. So it's one of those, like, hey, put up or shut up times, both for the player and for the team. I need to know. I get it, not starting him right away and not throw him into the fire. It's a big adjustment a lot of times for tight ends from college to the pros. I get it. You got a veteran that you thought was going to be spotty, healthy in Zach Ertz, who had a renaissance last year. He was basically out of football. He was great for you. I get that. 12-5, NFC Championship. Now, you're not that. Neither is he. What are we doing and when are we doing it? Let's go.
My answer is another of the round two guys, and it's Johnny Newton. And by the way, when we just talk about second-round players, it's one thing to get drafted at 50 or 52 or like the Sanders still range or you know the 50 through 55 where Sinnott came off the board. Johnny Newton was the 36th pick in the draft, four picks after round one. He was also, by the way, viewed as a round one talent who fell into the second round. The value, go back, I know I said this, but a lot of people did. I was wrong so far. A lot of us were. But a lot of people felt like this was a steal because of the foot injury that was not going to linger, but had cost him a chance to have the pre-draft process that would have led to him going in the 20 to 32 range. Remember how beloved that pick is? I mean, there are times where Washington will make a pick and they'll get panned and everyone goes, what? I don't see this. This guy shouldn't have gone that high. And that's happened with this regime a few times with Sinnott was one of those players. Luke McCaffrey was one of those players. But this is not that. This is the opposite. This was, they couldn't have enough positive things said about them in the Johnny Newton like front after the draft. And guess what? We're now almost through year two.
Mm-hmm.
He has four total sacks, which, you know, you're a D-tackle, whatever. But the impact plays are few and far between. 11 quarterback hits, 8 TFLs, 27 career games. This is probably more like a rookie year because last year he was in and out with injuries and he was kind of chasing the season because he didn't get to have the preseason, the offseason. So I'll dismiss that, and I'll just say, fine, this is your rookie year. But let's just say last year didn't exist, and this was actually his rookie year at just 23 years old. It's been a pretty disappointing rookie year then. Like if this was the first year, you take the injury out of it because he's been healthy the whole time, and this is the first time we ever saw him, I'd feel the exact same way. I'd be going, this is not what I saw on tape at Illinois. This is not the guy that I thought they were getting, who lives in the backfield, who gets up the field, who pushes the pocket. It has been, he looks like a different player to me. I mean, stylistically, yep. And just The one thing I'll give him is a lot of effort. He chased down from behind, runs every single play. He's high motor. He's going to go 110 miles an hour. And that's a character thing, and I like that about him. But I would have guessed that he would have one or two plays a week, like a Daron Payne, where you notice him and you go, I'm glad he's on my side. That happens like once a month at this point.
Well, I mean, I'll summarize it this way. If they were 10-2 and he was getting out-snapped by a veteran, you'd go, all right, you know, maybe his time will come. For a 3-8 team that can't stop anybody, for a 3-8 team that went through one of the worst defensive stretches this league has ever seen, not hyperbolic, and you're losing snaps to Sheldon Day, you've been out-snapped this year by Eddie Goldman, you've been out-snapped this year, you know, in-game by Jalen Holmes, other guys as part of rotations who were available for anybody to sign at any time for months, and you were a second-round pick, and it going great. It's just not. So again, that's another one where I don't care if he's bad right now. I need him in the lineup working. I understand they went and got Javon Kinlaw, and they wanted to kind of change their personalities to who they were, and maybe if Daron Payne's gone next year, he just kind of slides into the starting lineup, but to me, that's not good enough, especially with all the injuries they've had on the defensive front, most specifically at D-end. Where's my creativity? Where's him on running downs, for example, kind of lining up almost as a de facto D-end, maybe with a linebacker standing up over his side on the strong side or something? How is he losing snaps this badly to guys that are borderline on rosters?
But if he were to finish very strong over these final six, maybe I would feel like, all right, this was the rookie year, something clicked, he came on. And now there's something in there that we hadn't seen. Let's go to Eric in Upper Marlboro on G&D. Of the young guys on the roster, we're taking Daniels out of the equation. Who is it most important for you to see be better down the stretch?
Well, I want to see him run the ball, and I'd love to see Bill bust a couple of 30-yarders.
It's been a while. By the way, he did, start of the year, his first game against the Giants. Remember all the hype coming out? And then he didn't even start, but he ripped off that 42-yarder, I think it was, to put the game away against New York around the right edge. His long on the season was that 42-yard run. He had a 27-yarder against the Chargers. He had a 16-yarder against the Falcons. But listen to this, over the last five games for Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Long, not, you know, the average, but the long of 9, 5, 6, 6, and 10. He hasn't had a run longer than 10 yards.
Mm.
He had the highest percentage of carries 10 or more in the NFL through a few weeks. He's had one 10-yard carry since they played the Bears on Monday Night Football. That's crazy.
That's nuts. I mean, I don't know how much is him. I personally don't blame him a ton. I don't think he got dramatically worse since then. I don't think he's all of a sudden forgotten how to run or has lost cutting ability and burst. I think it's defenses are not afraid of anything over the top and are pressing and coming downhill in boxes and making it challenging for them. I don't think the blocking is there. And I don't think anyone's afraid of their passing game, which is the entire point of this to me. But I would like to see him get going.
I agree with that. I don't think Bill has been bad. But I will say in the same games against the same defenses, Chris Rodriguez has been more successful the last few weeks. So why is that? Chris is in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Grant, I have to agree with you. It's Ben Sennett. for me is number one. Also, I think Jay LaMaine. I wish NFL general managers were more Billy Bean-like and just took options away from flailing teams and from coaches. Like, to me, Zach Ertz is Cliff Kingsbury's security blanket, and we need to take his Whoopi away from him and get Ben Smith some opportunities, because he's not going to be part of the equation going forward. I mean, I'm not sure that's a thing in the NFL. Grant, you've been in NFL locker rooms. You know how they work. I just wish they would kind of operate more like Bill Clinton A's and saying, we're going to see what players we've got, a baseball franchise, instead of go get them, every man, put the best player on the field. We play to win the game kind of mantra. You need to see how your young players are going to perform and forecast for next year.
Totally agree with that. And that's kind of the cousin, or the, I don't know, kind of the brother-in-law, or the adjacent to the, how could you ever sit a guy, et cetera. And again, I think they're different conversations, but that mentality doesn't creep into the week-to-week league where there's only 17 games, that is the NFL. And I've always lamented that, to Chris's point. I think it's a mistake. When you're out of it, this is not veteran time, but that's not how locker rooms work. And I would like to be able to make it more forward-thinking to make them work that way. So I love the way he phrased that, of take away the coach's whoopee. Because all these coaches need to be told in a secure fashion, we're not going to judge you if your rookie players like Jalen Lane get 8 targets and the offense isn't very good, right? We need to know if this guy can be counted on, or if we have to go shopping in that regard. I need to know if Ben Sinnott's the dude, or if I need to go shopping in that regard. I need to know those sorts of things. Play them and scheme them up for them, even if it makes you worse in the short term.
But a guy like Dan Quinn is not worried about, you know, Adam Peters getting upset at him if the offense isn't good or they don't win while he's doing that. Like, they have such a good relationship. They talk every hour of every day, pretty much. He's got the ability to. His brain's just not wired to do that.
Yeah, saying let's sit him down,
right,
with some electromagnets tied to him or something.
So this is where I think actually Chris is more onto something, which is to say, Peters should just say, hey man, here is what we're doing. Like, he runs the show anyway. It's his operation. Just go to Dan Quinn and say, hey man. And it doesn't have to be this week against the Broncos. Again, you and I kind of disagreed on this, but it's not January 1st right now. Like, there's 6 games left. It's basically a third of a season. You don't need to shut it down this week. But in 2 weeks, let's say, for the stretch run of the 3 or 4 game sample, certainly for the final 2 or 3 games of this season, yeah, it's Ben Sinnott time. This is now Johnny Newton 55 snaps time. Yep. This is 92% of reps for, you know, Colson Yankoff and Ben Sinnott at tight end over the guys that we know are going to be here in Ertz and Bates.
And when I don't get it, I'm just telling everybody in advance I'm going to be insufferable. Because I think that's coming. I think they're going to keep running out the old guys for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Let's go to Vic and Akakik on Grant and Danny. Vic, take Jaden Daniels out of the equation. Who do you want to see shine down the stretch of the youth?
Grant, I want to first say that over the years I respect your football acumen. And what I respect about it is that you admire good football teams and football teams that do things the right way and with based on analytics and based on culture. And you hear about it all the time when you highlight things that are relevant to what we're discussing about.
I appreciate you, man. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yes, sir. With that being said, the most important commander to me right now, considering all the people that just were named, Johnny Newton, Ben Sinnott, Jalen Lane, is Dan Quinn. And it's important to me what Dan Quinn has been doing up to this point, or is prepared to do, because it's not based on something else you just said. Because Adam Peters is the boss. And what Adam Peters just has to do is say, hey, for the trajectory and the progression of the organization where we want it to go, whether what we did last year and what's happening this year, we need to see our young guys. We need to see what we invested in and if they have the talent to carry this team for the next 5 years. And what I need to make sure, here's the evaluation and the progress monitoring, using an educated term, I'm an educator. Have you been doing the progress monitoring in practice? Have you been doing the progress monitoring in games? Have you been doing the progress monitoring in the film room, doing the X's and O's and preparing game plans for our young talent so we can know if they are or they aren't? And that's coaching. And that's why I feel this is Dan Quinn is the most important right now, because if we go 9-8-9 or 9-8 or we get somewhere near to that, that would be respectable for us considering injuries, you know, football being football and all the things we dealt with this year. we'll consider it. We'll be okay moving to the next level as fans in general. But if we're not, and we're well under 500, and even our young guys don't get time, and even our young guys, our older guys still don't produce, that's going to be a problem. And it's going to point back to Dan, and then Adam is going to start to having conversations with Dan.
Dick, it's a great point, man. Happy holidays to you, buddy. I didn't mean to cut you off there. We're jumping up against it. That's a really good point. I mean, honestly, this is a different set of criteria that we're normally judging on. When you come off a 12-5 NFC title game appearance, we're basically judging you on that. Okay, that court case is now settled and resolved. Here's the next thing we're trying to judge you on, right? Where's the development of my young pieces? I need the guys that were here last year that were promising to be promising again. That's the guys that you mentioned. We've talking about them. It's Sandra Still. It's Newton. It's Sinnott. It's Jalen Lane this year. It's the young pieces. There aren't a ton of them because they haven't had many picks. But the guys that are here, I need them to grow down the stretch. I think that's a very fair standard.
You're going to hear from Dan Quinn. He was asked about playing the kids a little more in today's press conference. What did he say? That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.